The Sisters of Battle Road, written by J.M. Maloney, read by Annie Aldington. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Prologue.
Sheila?
A weak voice called out from one of the bedrooms at 18 Battle Road. Hearing the call, a girl ran towards it quickly. Squinting through the dim light in the sparsely furnished room, she could see her mother, Annie, lying on the bed.
"Will you wash me hair for me, love, if you have time?" Annie asked quietly. "I'd like to look half decent."
At 11 years old, Sheila was always happy to do anything she could to help her mother. And during this latest bout of crippling illness, which had seen Annie in and out of hospital and confined to bed for weeks, she was more eager than ever. Rushing back to the kitchen at the other end of the hallway, she boiled a pan of water on the stove, then poured it into a large tin jug. Carefully carrying it back to the bedroom, she set it down on the little wooden table next to Annie's bed, before returning to the kitchen to grab two bowls from the cupboard, a spoon from the drawer, and a packet of Oxydol soap powder from under the sink. Wartime rationing and shortage of money meant they could no longer obtain the jar of soft soap that they once used to wash their hair. Now they had to look for alternative options. Sheila picked up the soap powder, which they used to clean their clothes, and shook some of it into the smaller of the two bowls. Adding a little water, she stirred it to form a paste. Gently helping to ease her mother up into a sitting position, she put a loving arm behind Annie's narrow shoulders and adjusted the crumpled pillows. Standing at her side, she poured the warm water over Annie's bent head, using the second bowl to catch the drops beneath. Then she gently massaged the soap paste into her mother's hair before rinsing it out. With a towel, she dried her thinning hair and combed it through tenderly.
"Thanks, love," said Annie.
Sheila looked at her mother with concern.
"You will still be here when I come home from school, won't you, Mummy?" she asked.
Annie smiled.
"Of course. You'll be home before I go."
That evening, the ambulance arrived as planned. With a sinking heart but a determined smile, a frail Annie said goodbye to her five youngest children as the ambulance men carried her out to their vehicle, destined for a hospital ward in faraway London. The eldest daughter, Mary, had not yet returned home from work. Joan, the next oldest, was in charge. She picked up their two-year-old sister Anne and, cradling her in her arms, traipsed back up the stairs, followed by her three younger sisters. Spotting them at the upstairs window, Annie raised her thin, pale arm to wave goodbye, and each girl waved back sadly, their eyes brimming with tears. It was May 1941, the second year of country living for the six Jarman sisters who had been evacuated from Bermondsey in South London to Hailsham in Sussex at the start of the Second World War. And everything was about to change. Chapter 1. All or None.
"We're staying together, whatever happens," Annie Jarman told her six daughters. "I won't let anyone split us up."
It had been a long and tiring day for the Jarman family. Just the day before, German troops had crossed the border into Poland, and any hope of avoiding war now seemed lost. Having invaded Austria and Czechoslovakia and announced plans to increase his military and naval strength massively, Hitler's influence and aggression as head of the Nazi Party had continued to increase. The British government had been discussing plans to move children from the cities and into safer parts of the countryside for years, should Germany start to bomb Britain. And now they were finally putting their grand evacuation scheme into place. And so it was that the Jarman sisters, Mary 14, Joan 12, Sheila 9, Kath 7, Pat 5, and baby Anne, found themselves on a train with their mother bound for Sussex, leaving behind the threat of the bombers, but leaving their father too. As she had a child under the age of 5, Annie was one of the few mothers allowed to be evacuated with her offspring.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?